Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah over here adds another knach to the din of Mudr Hano that we haven't had till now. Koinim Peres Ha'elu Alai. He asks up these Peres. Koinim Hein Alpi. He's saying Hein these. Obviously he's telling you which ones. Koinim Hein Lefi. All these are Lashonis that we've had already before. They're not Chidushim. The Mishnah adds a detail that also, not only are the Peres also Bahano, but also b'chilufen u'b'gidulen. This is a new halacha, let's understand it. Chilufen is something that's exchanged for Yisuri Hano. Chilufi Yisuri Hano, in the classic sense, would be a person has a shtichel basa b'chol, he has a cheeseburger, and he sells it for money. He's having the Yisuri Hano. Basa b'chol is not only also b'chil, it's also b'hano. The money that he earns for being over on the Yisur is chilufe Yisuri Hano. The Rav says over here, that what's going on in this Mishnah is Rabbonon Gozu al Dmei Yisuri Hano. Since he was over, so he's also on the Mois. It sounds like it's a universal concept. It would be true by Basa B'cholov, or Lo Klaim, any other Yisuri Hano. L'maisa the Rishonim explained out that way. The Rana Daf Mem Zayin says that there's no outstanding Knas on all Yisuri Hano that Chilufen become also. Over here, the reason why it's also is because the fact that Yisuri Hano Chilufem are not also Midaraisa, there are exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not your classic Yisuri Hano. The Torah doesn't describe it as don't be nana from Avodah Zarah. It's lo yidbak biyotcho mi'umo. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah understands that that means that if a person would take a shtickel Avodah Zarah and he would sell it for $100, the Avodah Zarah stays Avodah Zarah, the $100 bill also stays Avodah Zarah. The $100 bill, it's yidbak biyodcho min hacherim, it has a din of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not your classic Yisur Hano. Another one is Peros Shviyas. Peros Shviyas, if a person takes Peros Shviyas, he's not allowed to do Mekach u'Memka with. Tefka. He takes it and he sells it for $100. The $100 that he makes for the Peyer Shviz remain Peyer Shviz with the whatever limitations there are on eating Peyer Shviz. You know, I'll take it out of Eitzrol. You have to get rid of it. B'shas Sabir. The money is the same. The money can only be used for food and it has to be used with the limitations of Peyer Shviz. Again, Peyer Shviz is not a regular Yisur Hano. It's a din of declaring it Hefker. Memele, if he used it, then the Chilufem also becomes limited with Peyer Shviz, and that din is a din derabanda. But the Zohar Pashas is a din deraisa. There's a third case also where somebody sells Yisuri Hano. The money becomes Hegdish, but the third case, the money becomes, we're talking about a case of Hegdish, the money becomes Hegdish, but in that case, since he was Moyel, if he took something that belonged to Bet HaGabayis, the Chefetz itself that belonged to Hegdish is Yotza L'chulin, that's the din of Mi'ilo. Mi'ilo of Bet HaGabayis, if he's Moyel in that thing, it's Yotza L'chulin, and the thing that he used instead of it is Nichnas Tachtov, and that becomes Hegdish. Says the Ran, that Hayoyis, that every koinom has a Tvisa, it's nitvas in the chef, it's like Hegdish, so Chazal put down the dinim of Chilufem as well. This is also true Gidulayim. Gidulayim means if somebody would take a pre that's asud b'koinom and he plants it, that which grows from what was put in the ground is nitvas boy in that growth, the din of Hegdish. It wouldn't be true, let's say, by peiros that are orlo. Person would take peyos that are orlo, they're also bano, he has to burn it. Let's say he plants it instead. He violated this or not, true. But the halacha is that which grows from the ground is not also bano. It's not that. Now over here, heyos is a product of Hegdish. The din of chilufen, the gidulem is in place. Now, the way the Ran is saying it, and other Rishonim say this as well, the Beis Yosef brings it this way in Hilchos Nedarim, is has nothing to do with violating this or no. The first way, the way we said it from the Rav, it seems to be a knas on anybody who's over on this or no, the chilufim is also. According to the way the Ran says that a toitzo of the din of being doimel lehegdish has nothing to do with violating this or no. Let's say a person was madir, it's not also, he only answered it on himself, it's not also on somebody else. Let's say somebody else sold it for money, it would also be chilufim. It's a din in the status of the chayv. It's nothing to do with the person. It's not a din the issa gavra to violate that status. So even if somebody is not being over on the issa cheftza, but lamaisa it is a cheftza of koinam, which is doim lehegdish, klape that person who was asked on. So klape him, it would still have the issa of koinam. The gidulein v'chilufein would still be the same. There's another point over here as well. According to the Rav, and the Rosh says this mafurish, somebody's noider is also b'chilufem v'giduleim whenever he says a koinum, whenever he asks for something, so the chilufem are also. It's a din oli suri hano. The fact that the Mishnah stresses koinum peiros ho'elu olai, koinum hein alpi, koinum hein lefi, the hein and the elu over here is lavdafka. If a person would ask off every tomato in the world, not a specific tomato, he makes koinim on every tomato in the world. Lamaisa, if he then takes a tomato and he sells it for $100, the $100 is the meizuria. No, it becomes awesome. According to the Ram, that's not the noise. The noise is that when a person asks something specific, so it's doim lehegdish. If a person asks up every tomato in the world, it has no tzad hashava with hegdish because it's not chal in a specific chavitz. It's chal klape every chayfetz that he's not allowed to be nana from tomatoes. But it's not b'dayma lehegdish. A person can't be magdish every tomato in the world. A person can aser an issa cheftza on himself every tomato in the world. That, yes, but that's not d'ayma lehegdish. So memela b'chiyai gavna, where it was a general lotion, if it's not d'ayma lehegdish, then there's no din chilufem v'gidulem. It's only because over here we ask it up this tomato, this cucumber. So you could say this tomato, klapayim, was chal like a cheftza that he was magdish that he gave to Bede Kabai. So middle the din of chilufim v'gidulem is in place. This is the way the Mefarshim Cheshbin out these two mahalchim, pshan this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, shani yoichel v'shani toyim. Of course, he doesn't ask the maisach ilo, or neder zin is a cheftza. So he's asking the chayfetz, she'en yoichel. She'ani toim, it's chal on it that it's also for me to eat, to taste. Muta b'chilufem v'gidulem. There's a contrast over here in the Mishnah, which is not the chilik that we said before, whether he's asking something specific or general, that min. Over here he's asking not b'hano, he's asking achila or te'ima. So achila v'te'ima, what does it have to do with being nene from something else? He never asked it b'hano. Now, it happens to be, if it's going to be gidulem, so he asks it on himself eating tomatoes. So if he takes from the tomato and he plants it in the ground, when it turns up, when it grows the next batch, and it's a tomato, it's not just raw, it's not just something in the ground, the seed, but it has a shame of a tomato, then he wouldn't be able to eat that out as his original neder. But the ani oichel ani toim doesn't ask it b'ano. B'dova shezare kolo, when is there a din? There are different types of things that one could plant in the ground. Most things, when you put them in the ground, the seed disintegrates, and from the koyach hatzmicha in the seed, that's what grows. It's not a part of the original pre. There's a din of gidulem. Like we just said, shani oichel shani toim, he asked this tomato, so he's not allowed to eat it as a tomato. He's allowed to plant it in the ground. He asked him about no. But there are certain things where when one plants it in the ground, it doesn't become completely disintegrated. Part of the original pre attaches itself and produces the new crop. So we don't see the new crop as fully independent from the old pre. The Mefarshim mentioned betzolim, onions, shumim, garlic. These are things one puts in the ground. The garlic that'll grow, the onion that'll grow, is a product, is part of the old onion. And if he acid this onion, so then the new onion will also be awesome. So the Mishnah says, "Bedovish Zare Kola." That's when there's no iser on when he asks for Shani Yechov Shani Toim from eating from the growth. However, Bedovish Ein Zare Kola, where the seed doesn't completely disintegrate, but it itself produces the new growth. Afilu Gidule Gidulin Asur. A, the Gidulin are also. B, it's normally Gidulin are also as a general rule, gidule gidulin, let's say by truma, if somebody were to take a turnip of truma, plant it in the ground, truma is like hegdish in the fact that gidulin become osur, but gidule gidulin, the second turnip, the junior turnip, what it produces after it's put in the ground, that does not become osur. But over here, by minim, where part of the second comes from the first, so part of the third comes from the second, part of the second came from the first, it's all considered a hemshechius, and then afilu gedule gedulin will be also. Mishnah Zayin, ha'im ali ishtoi, koine masi yodai cholai, he asks up her maisi yodai. It's not very complimentary for his wife, but he asks it of anything that she produces, laundry that she washes, bread that she bakes, chocolate cake that she makes, chocolate that she cooks, all of it is also. Koinim hein al pi, he says the other lashon, koinim hein lefi, the same three lashonis that we had in the Mishnah before, also b'chilufem v'gidulem. He's not allowed to be nana, not from if that bowl of cholent or that loaf of bread is sold for money. B'gidulem, if the bowl of cholent is planted in the ground, that's also considered a product of that thing. Now, it's not a bowl of cholent that's planted in the ground, because over there, what's osur is the dish. What's osur is not the beans. The beans were not produced by his wife. They were bought in a grocery. What we're talking about over here is his wife plants a tree, or she has a garden. So those are her maisi adayim. He's osuring those things, similarly, by definition, the chilufem v'gidulem is also because he osured up those products. Even though he didn't mention pre, but the chilufem v'gidulem is part of that thing. Sheni oichel, sheni toyim. The same lashonis that we had before in the Sefer of Mishnah Vov, where he didn't answer the hano, he answered the achilu ti'imu. So then the halacha is mutar b'chilufem g'dulem. And we have the same halacha. B'dovash zarek kolo. Ava b'dovash ein zarek kolo. Afilu gidule gidule nasurim. Because even round two and round three are considered a chelik of round one. And since he answered up those things, so he's also in all of them.